Good morning, good people. This is Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I'm excited this morning because we are joined by Becky Rafalovich, who is the director of the Dogwood Festival, one of my favorites. Becky, welcome.
You just gave me a promotion. I'm actually the director of the Atlanta High School Art Exhibition, which brings the best young artistic talent all into one show at the Dogwood Festival.
Even better. To me, that's not a subordinate role because you're working with the young artists of the future.
And you will be amazed at the quality of the work in this show, as every year it's so good. And when you walk into that exhibit, you're going to see work, and it's so varied because, you know, it comes from many different high schools over about 17 counties. And you think it's professional work. It's so good.
That is such a wonderful exhibit. The whole festival is beautiful, but to see what the young artists in our community are producing is even more exciting to me.
It is, and it's just a testament to how great the arts programs are all around Atlanta. And the cool thing about this exhibit is that it's not just drawing or painting. It's drawing, it's painting, it's photography, it's graphic design, it's jewelry, it's sculpture, it's ceramics, it's all of it. And I teach out in Gwinnett, and when my kids enter this show, I said, look, if you get a work in this show, that's like winning an award. We had over 700 entries this year, and out of that, we have about 149 that were chosen for the show, 10 place winners, and 10 honorable mentions.
That is wonderful. So these young artists are actually kind of getting their chops by participating in this wonderful exhibition that they're competing, basically.
They are. It is a competition any way you look at it. But the cool thing about it is each teacher who enters is only allowed 8 works that they can enter. So usually that's their top 8 students. And this year, for the first time, yay, I had a sponsor for T-shirts. We've never done a T-shirt before, but thanks to Ryan Millsap and Alex Rafalovich at Black Hall Studios, every single 700 students who entered this competition is going to get a free T-shirt this year. And I'm really excited about that because, you know, that's that teacher's top 8. They deserve the recognition that they're one of the 8 best at their school. So we're excited about that.
Becky, I'm excited about that. And even more so, I'm excited about the diversity of the art students in our community. Could you just share a little bit about the arts programs for our schools?
Well, in most schools, they have it divided up. They'll start, you know, with a basic learning principles and elements of art. And then if a student particularly likes ceramics, then they'll have the opportunity to take clay classes. If they prefer painting and drawing, then painting and drawing. And some of them have the opportunity to even take jewelry making classes. So in our show, we have a beautiful bracelet. We've got some gorgeous earrings and some rings. And I mean, what our students are able to do here in Atlanta, I mean, I'm so proud of them because the work is so very, very good. And yeah.
And a lot of parents don't realize that their children can make a career as an artist.
Absolutely they can. And there are certain areas in Atlanta, like the Fulton County Arts Organization. One of the cool parts about our exhibit is that our winners don't just, you know, get a certificate too. Of course they do. But they get a class. And SCAD is offering out their summer seminars to 2 of our winners. We have 3 scholarships from Watkins up in Tennessee. We have Dick Blick and Binders, they always contribute gift cards and art supplies to help the kids along. The Hudgens Center for the Arts this year is sponsoring not only a free class, but they're also sponsoring our best school, and we're excited about that. It's just, you know, we give them opportunities. We're not just patting them back and saying, hey, good work. But we're giving them opportunities to advance what they're doing in the art and to reach out and see what the artistic community is like. And that's awesome.
That exposure cannot be duplicated. I mean, just having that kind of exposure makes such a big difference for students and young students who are artists as well.
It does, because there, you know, it's usually, oh, well, don't major in art. You won't be able to make a living doing that. But yes, you can. And, you know, there are organizations that help you along with that. And, you know, to give the students that broad perspective, I think, is so important. It gets them out of their small surroundings just at their school and realize that there's a big arts community here in Atlanta, and they're all eager to help these kids.
Now, for our listeners, please share with them where the exhibition is going to be. The Dogwood Festival, again, is taking place April 13th through 15th at Piedmont Park. This is an annual festival. It's a wonderful gathering of the arts community and the broader community as a whole. But where can we go to make sure that we take in the artwork from these young artists?
Okay, well, on Piedmont Avenue, at the 14th Street entry, there is Willie's Mexican Restaurant. It's a light green building. Willie's is in the front, and you come around to the side, and that's where you access our show. And we'll have signs out there that it's there. If you're wandering around, there's over 260 artists in the park this year, and that's awesome. You know, they're going to have a family Friday. They're going to have a 5K Saturday morning. Sean Mullins is going to do his concert Saturday night. There's backyard bites and brews. The international stage is going to feature representatives from over 20 countries. So there's just so much going on. Now, two of our high points at our show is we are taking votes for the People's Choice Award. So it might be something that won an award, it might not be, but it's the People's Choice. And on Friday and Saturday, they can vote for the one that they would have picked for Best in Show. And whoever wins that, we'll announce it Sunday afternoon. They're going to win $500, sponsored by the Atlanta Dogwood Festival. We're excited about that. Also, Saturday afternoon, we're going to be having the Art Throwdown. And that's just awesome. People can come out and watch artists at work face-to-face, drawing live models, doing some clay sculpture. We've got a lot going on.
It is a wonderful festival, so bring the family, the kids, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, all out to Piedmont Park, April 13th through 15th, and don't miss the Young Students Exhibition. Becky, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
And thank you for having me. We hope everybody gets out. Let's hope for good weather.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.